The Pathfinder is going to come up and bring our reading to us, but our reading is Psalm 62, the whole of it, which is on page 579 of the Church Bibles.
My salvation and honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a life.
If weighed in the balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath.
Do not trust in extortion, or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. That you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
Great, thank you guys. Well, please keep your Bibles open, and Bart's going to come and give us the first part of the talk.
Great, so please keep that passage open in front of you. If you've got a Bible, open it up. Pathfinders, you've got your scripts there, so have them in front of you because you're going to need them. And we're going to look at this psalm in four parts, or I'm going to come up and speak four times, about that psalm. Now, the thing about a psalm is more like a bath than a shower. Okay, shower, you get in, have it quickly, and you come out. Baths, you don't just jump in, jump out, in theory. You jump in and you stay, and you should sort of rest and relax and take your time in there. And a psalm is more like a bath than a shower. You need to mull it over. You need to think about it. What I'm hoping is that, I'm praying for, is that later on today, you will go back to this psalm and you will reread it and you will rethink about it. And later on this week, you will open it up again and you will reread it and you will think about it even more. And you'll mull it over and you'll soak in Psalm 62. Now, first thing to see in Psalm 62 is that this is a psalm written by David, King David. And he is saying at the beginning that he feels secure in God. Now, first thing, have a look in the verses, Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and just pick out any image, any words that he uses there that gives the idea of security, of being safe. Just have a little look in those verses and then put your hands up if you can spot one of the words or any of the words that give you the idea that he feels utterly secure. Stand on, yeah. Okay. Fortress. Thank you. That's one. Can we? There are others though. Later, have you got one? Yeah, brilliant. I use my fortress. I will not be shaken. So he's saying I'm secure. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not going to be rocked. He alone is my rock. Now, the idea of rock is kind of cave, that you're protected by the rock all around you. Okay, so he's my rock. He's my fortress. I'm not going to be shaken. Anything else? Did you just spot anything else?
Say it again.
Rest.
Yes, he rests. So he's secure if you, you know, you only rest when you feel like you're secure. And do we have one more? Yeah, go on. Salvation, yeah, so another one. Salvation, God rescued him. The only one that he can look to for rescue. Sam, yeah, go on then. Okay, brilliant. You're going on towards the end of the psalm, and that's great. Hold that thought, though, but you've leapt ahead of us. You're ahead of everyone else. That's brilliant. We were just looking at those first couple of verses, and we picked out lots of things there, where it says, David feels secure. He's safe with God. And this is why we, too, can find our rest in God. Because with God, we're completely safe. He is our salvation. Only he is our salvation. Because only Jesus is the one who's come and died for us on the cross. Only he can rescue us from our sin. Only God is, as we'll see later, strong and loving. He is the one who therefore makes us completely and utterly safe and secure. Now, as a Christian, do you often feel safe and secure? Do you feel strong? The answer so often is no, we don't feel it, do we? But neither did David all the time. Have a look again at verses 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. David says, "How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse." In other words, David is saying he's under attack.
Thanks. Well done. You're right, well done.
Thanks. Okay, David was under attack. And so was I. But David...
Thank you, Pathfinders. Now listen, concentrate, okay?
I was under attack. David was under attack, yes? What does he say? He says, what images does he give in those verses, in verse 3? What images does he give, verse 3 and verse 4, that make you think, oh, he feels really like things are really not good? What images have we got there? We've had in verses 1 and 2, we've got rock and fortress. And I should have put this slide up. So you've got, God is our fortress. You say, yes, he's our fortress. Okay, verse 3 and 4, what are the images that make you think, whoa, he feels like he's not strong? What have you got? Thank you, a leaning wall. He says he feels like a leaning wall. What else? Isn't that a great image? Great sound? A tottering fence. He feels like, he doesn't feel like this. He feels like this. He feels like a fence which is about to fall over. He feels maybe like this house. It doesn't feel like a fortress. He feels like a house. That house is about to fall off that cliff. He feels weak. He feels like I'm going to fall. He feels, I mean, we got, thank you, Pathfinders, for making this Jenga tower here. They designed it to make it look like it could fall over at any moment, and it does look like it. You know that moment in Jenga where you're playing Jenga and you're putting the bits on the top, and then someone puts it on there and it wobbles a bit and everyone goes, you know that moment? David is saying, that's how I look. That's how I feel. That's what people are saying of me. People are saying, he's a leaning wall, he's a tottering fence, he's going to fall over. Just the slightest breath and he'd be over. You feel like that at times? Maybe you feel like that today. David then says, verse 5. Verse 5 is interesting, isn't it? He then says, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone." So first time, did you notice verse 1? He's saying, my soul does find rest in God alone. Now he's saying, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. Now see the change there? What's the change? The change is in the second one, David is having to tell himself to find rest in God. See, it doesn't always come easily to us, does it? It doesn't always come naturally. We're not, as Christians, people do just sail through life going, oh yeah, this is dead easy. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, find rest in God, particularly when we feel like we're under attack, when we feel like we're weak, when things are going horribly wrong, we feel more like that house than we feel like we're in a fortress. But here's the important thing to realise. This is the important thing to realise. It is the fortress that makes you strong, not your own strength. You see, if I feel really weak... Oh, by the way, thank you, Peter, for making our little fortress here. If I feel really weak, but I'm inside a fortress, it doesn't matter how I feel, does it? I could be in here going, I feel really weak, I feel like I'm going to fall. But if I'm surrounded by a fortress, I'm safe. Because the strength is in the fortress, not in me. Similarly, the strength is in God, not in me. I'm safe because I'm in God, because I belong to God, not because I feel strong. So, God is our fortress. And we're going to come back to this in a few moments. Melissa. Okay, we were saying, God is our fortress. Back one more. Sorry. And again. There we go. Okay, now we're saying God is our fortress. Now what's this song saying? We've just sung it. What's this saying about how we deal with the difficulties in life? It says, now when the cares of life seem overwhelming and my heart is sinking down, I'm going to lift my hands to the one who helps me, to the one who holds my crown. In other words, that is saying, when I feel weak, when I feel like things are going really badly and I just feel like things are a mess and I don't feel strong at all, the answer is not to look inside yourself and go, I can get through this. The answer is to look to the fortress, isn't it? Look how strong the fortress is. Look to God. Maybe you need to do that particularly today. Maybe you at the moment are going through those difficulties. Pathfinders, maybe it's you as well. And you're saying, okay, I need to look to the fortress. I need to look to God. Not inside myself, but to God. Okay, thanks. Can we go back to Apple TV? Okay, but how? This is a question for us, isn't it? The question is, how to enter the fortress? How do I go into the fortress? How can I be in there? How can I feel secure? Now, yes, the entryway, if you're not yet a Christian, you've got to trust in Jesus, as we've just been singing. You've got to trust in him. You put your faith in him. Say, actually, Jesus, I need you to be my Lord and my Saviour. But nevertheless, as Christians, at times we feel like we're outside the fortress. How do we get in the fortress? What does David say about this? Okay, we've got to go back to the Psalm. Psalm 62. Well done. Find your Bibles. Page 579. Or look on your scripts, Pathfinders, if you've got them. Okay, so now look. Verse 5. Let's go from there. So he says, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge. Now, okay, there's lots in there that we don't have time to go into. But it's interesting here that David goes from saying, I find rest in God alone, to saying, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. And now he's saying to other people, trust in God. So he goes from being relaxed to telling himself to telling others. And what does he tell other people to do? Verse 8, he says, trust in him at all times, O people. Okay, but how? Pour out your hearts to him. I want you to pick up on that as being, okay, how do we put our trust in God when we're feeling weak, when we're feeling like, you know, leaning walls and tottering fences, we pour out our hearts to God. That's what David is saying. He's saying, pour out your heart to God. Therefore, I want you to think for a moment. Think for a moment, what are the things that make you feel afraid, weak, weary, worried? What are the things, grown-ups, maybe they keep you awake at night? Children, what are the things that keep you awake? That make you think, make you worry, make you frightened. Now just take a moment and think about it. Parents, if you want to just talk quietly to your children, you can. Adults, I'm sure you don't want to talk to the person next to you about this one. That's all right, keep quiet. But if parents, if you want to talk to your children to help them think about this, just do it quietly just for a moment now. You may want to carry that on later on at home if you want. Carry on that conversation. But just think, okay, what are those things that make you feel more like this house? That make you feel actually things are crumbling. I'm really worried, I'm really frightened, I don't feel like I'm in a fortress. And what that verse says is, pour out your heart to God.
And therefore, we're just going to take a moment and we're going to do that. Now, you don't have to say it out loud. In fact, don't say it out loud. Do it silently in your heart. But maybe this is the beginning of you going into the fortress. Because you're starting to talk to God about things that worry you and frighten you. And you go, this is me going into the fortress. I'm going to pour out my heart to God. So just take a moment and just quietly pray to God. Actually, Andrew, would it be alright, just Andrew, would it be alright to just play something quietly? Is that possible? Just to give us a little bit of background, just so that we've got something going on in the background. But just take a moment and pour out your heart to God, just in a few moments, okay? Maybe you need more time to do this later on. Maybe children, if you want to do this with your parents, that's fine. But you can do it on your own at any point. When you're feeling weak, when you're feeling like you're not in that fortress, you're not in God, the thing to do is to pour out your heart to God. That's how to enter the fortress. Now we're going to keep going in prayer, and Melissa is going to lead us in this next one. Great. Well, I don't know if this helps you but in learning that verse, but it helps me that so the first words of the first two lines are both my, and then the first two words of the second two lines are he. So if that helps me. Oh, there you go. That helps me when I'm trying to learn it. So you know what's coming next. All right. So God is our fortress. The way we enter the fortress as Christians, as those who've trusted in Christ, is to pour out our hearts to God about things that worry us, frighten us, all that sort of thing. We see in the psalm, also, running right the way through it, David is saying, he uses the word alone a lot, doesn't he? He alone is my salvation. He alone. Find rest in my soul in God alone. And David goes on in the psalm to say a couple of things that you shouldn't find your rest in. In verse 9, he says one of them. So have a look at verse 9. You need the psalm in front of you. It says page 579, Psalm 62. He says, God alone is my rock and my salvation. He alone is my fortress. I will never be shaken. And then verse 9 and 10, there are two things David highlights, saying these are things that you might want to put your trust in, but don't. Okay, because they won't help you. First is in verse 9. He says, low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they're nothing. Together, they are only a breath. So he's saying on the screen here, God alone is our fortress, not people. So don't put your trust in other people. Okay, now a little thing for you to talk about with the person next to you. Because you might think, okay, if I had this person with me, I would feel utterly secure. Okay, now here's the thing. It's a bit more lighthearted than you think. Okay, here are some people. Load of superheroes. Which superhero would you like to come and live in your house that would make you feel really secure? Talk to the person next to you, families, talk together. Which superhero would you love to have with you who would make you feel secure? And you've got to have a reason why as well. Oh, you could also think which one would be a nightmare to have in your house as well. It would make you feel very insecure. Which superhero would you go for? Okay.
I've given you enough time. Okay, hands up, who would you go for? There was plenty of chat going on, so I think more than that number of people were thinking about it. Either that or you were talking about lunch. I want to know what John Newell thinks. John, who would you want with you?
I like Captain America because he is a human being who's been sitting in the palace. He knows how to identify with us, he knows how to do that.
This is very deep. This is beautiful. Yes, so Captain America, because he's human, so he knows what it's like to be us, so he can, and I see where you're going there, a bit sort of Christological there, that Jesus also is like one of us as well. Okay, we've got a whole load more hands. Right, let's get this on the microphone. I'm going to go for a Pathfinder first. Shannon, who would you go for?
Hulk?
Why Hulk?
Because
what, sorry? Because he'd smash things. You know, he was one that I thought, actually, I wouldn't want him in the house, because he seems a bit out of control. Frankly, I'm going to go further back on this. Kessie, who would you go for?
I don't think I'd want anyone who's always going rushing off helping other people, and not the Incredible Hulk. He's a rather too large.
Okay, he's a bit too big. Okay, yeah, okay. Who would we go for? Yeah.
I would also choose the Hulk because he's not just like constantly turning back into a human. He's not angry, so then he could like someone does something really bad, and he could go personal and things.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, nice. Yeah, okay. Thank you. A bit violent, but yeah, that's the.
I love the Flash. He could get me some sweets for that moment.
Flash, because he could what?
Get me some sweets for that moment.
Right, yeah, nice. Okay, I like the way you're thinking there. Yeah, okay, Paula.
I would pick Wonder Woman because I feel like I need to be her sometimes.
So a role model. Okay, there we go. Who else we go? Thomas, do you want to pass the mic along? See what you go for them.
Batman, because he can fly.
Batman! Now, Batman, yeah, it's cool, and with the belt and all that kind of thing. Yeah, liking Batman. Any others? Who are we going for? We go Stanley, then we go Layla, and then I think we're done. Okay, Stanley, who would you go for?
Daredevil, because his powers
are from
the scale, so he can teach me.
Oh, so he can teach you? Okay, nice. Okay, Layla, nice.
I would
choose
Flash, because then he can just keep me out of
house on things. Okay. So you think, okay, here are some people, here are some superheroes. They might make you feel secure if they came and lived in your house. Some of them might make you feel very insecure if they were in the house. You'd be wondering what they were doing. But interesting controversy about Hulk. I look forward to the discussion of coffee about that. You can carry that one on. But maybe you would feel secure if you had one of those people with you. Maybe, like Jerry Halliwell, you'd want to have a bodyguard with you. He is huge, isn't he? I think that's Jerry Halliwell. But anyway. Big bodyguard to come around with you. Imagine if you had someone like that with you all the time. You say, yeah, boom, yeah. You're going to mess with me? Yeah. There you go. They asked me if I'd do the job. But, some people in America at the moment are feeling really secure because they like the fact that they've got him as president. They've got Donald Trump as president. Some people are feeling very insecure. I'm not offering him to come and live in your house to make you feel secure. That was a different illustration. But there you go. Some people, he makes them feel more secure. Some people, he makes them feel less secure. Interesting which way you'd go. But God alone is our fortress, not people. God alone. And we'll find out in a few minutes why God is so much better, why Jesus is so much better than all those superheroes and that bodyguard and Donald Trump. God alone is our fortress. Don't look to people. Don't think to yourself, well, you know, I know that person, therefore I'm all right. I know that person, therefore my job's secure. I know that person, therefore I'm all right at school. I'm friends with this person, therefore my life's all right. I'm okay. I'm married to this person, therefore I'm all right. Don't find your rest in people. Don't find your security in people. They're good things, you know, it's good to know people and good to be friends with them, and that's a good thing. But don't let them be your fortress. Another thing the verse says, verse 10, what's the other thing? Let's have a little look. Verse 10, it says, do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your hearts on them. In other words, that's about money, isn't it? Either money that you've got in a bad way through exploitation through extortion or stolen goods. So either you've got it in a bad way or you've got it in a good way. So though your riches increase. And your riches, if you're a child, your riches will increase. Don't set your heart on it, is what he's saying. Don't set your heart on it. Don't find your security in money. Don't be like this person. Just going, well, you know, I can rest now because I've got all the money I've got. And you think, as a child, you probably think, I would never do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't find my security in money.
You just wait. One day there'll be a day when you're earning money and you will have more money coming into your account than you've ever had before. And the temptation will be to go, that's for me. Now I'm secure. Now I'm safe. Now I can live the life because I've got my own money. I can do what I want with it. Parents, grown-ups, older folks, do you find that you feel secure because you know you've got a certain amount of money in the bank account? Is that your salvation? Is that your fortress? Interesting in the verses, isn't it, that David says, God alone is my fortress. So don't try and do both. You see, you might be a Christian, you might be thinking, well, yeah, God's my fortress, but I also feel very secure because I know this person. Or I also feel very secure because I've got this much money coming in, and I'll do both. I'll be secure because I've got both. I've got all three. No, David is saying, and this is a king speaking here, isn't it? This is King David. Okay, he was under attack, but this is King David. He's saying, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. Not in the money, not in the people, just in God. That's a challenge. Only find your rest in God. Okay, we've got one more thing that we're going to think about in just a moment. How is God a great fortress? So you need your the passage open in front of you again, please. Page 579, or on the script if you've got it last time. How is God a great fortress? We come to the end of the psalm. And at the end of the psalm, two things are said about God. And I want you to see if you can spot what they are. We had one of them earlier, which I can't remember who it was. Found it. Sam. Found it. But there are two things. Yeah, go for it, kids. That God is strong. Okay, hands down just for a moment. Let's think about that just for a moment. Okay, I know you've spotted the other one. Now, just pause on that. This is saying at the end, and it's an expression that you get in the Bible. One thing I've heard that God has spoken, two things have I heard. In other words, okay, this is a saying, this is something I know, this is something that's sure, absolutely sure. God is strong. Now, we know from the Bible, don't we? God is strong. He is stronger than anything, than everything. Put together, God is stronger than it all. We know that over the last few weeks because we've been looking at creation and we've been seeing that God made everything. And if God made everything, he is bigger than everything. He is stronger than anything. And therefore, though it might be tempting, sorry, there you go up on the screen, he is strong. Though it might be tempting to think, I would love to have one of these people, one of them, come and live in my house. You know, if he was to follow me around, if those superheroes followed me around, were with me all the time, I'd be safe. If that bodyguard was with me, maybe I'd be safe. If Donald Trump was with me, maybe, I don't know whether I would be, but anyway. You're sort of tempted to think, if in my times of greatest worry, my times of greatest fear, I had one of those people with me, I'd be all right. But God is stronger than any of them, even the imaginary ones. You can't imagine how great and strong God is. He is more powerful than anything, and therefore, he is the best fortress. He is the only fortress that there is. But we know more than that God is just strong, although that is incredible by itself. We also know, what's the other thing? Someone, yes. He loves us. Oh, now don't go away without remembering this. You see, the problem with the image of a fortress, we might think, well, a fortress is a fairly cold thing. You know, it's bricks and stones and it's just cold. God is our fortress because he's strong, but he also loves us. And he's shown that love for us, hasn't he? I mean, he has died for us. Jesus died on the cross. If you trust in him, he's saying, I died on the cross for you. I love you. And Jesus says, I will never leave you. God loves you and he is stronger than anything. That's what makes him the best fortress, the only fortress. So imagine those moments where you feel alone, where you feel insecure, where you feel weak, and you wish someone could just come and sit next to you and go, actually, I feel strong because they're with me. Jesus says, I am with you. I am with you through anything you go through. And he is strong and he loves you. He is your fortress. Now you may feel weak, but you will never be shaken. If you've got Jesus. the surface, it may be that there are some things where you go, yeah, but I still feel weak in this area. Can I encourage you? Pray with someone. Someone you know to be a Christian. Grab them and say, can we just pray about this for a few moments? Use one another. We're a church family. That's what we're to do for one another. But pour out your hearts to God. Go to him as your fortress. And if you've never done this, if you're not a Christian, turn to God today. Turn to Jesus. He is a solid fortress. He is strong and he loves us. And he will welcome you. I'm just going to lead us in prayer and then I'll hand back to Moses. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for this psalm. Father, it is a wonderful psalm. Thank you that we can find rest in you. Please would you help us to do that, whatever our situation, that we would find rest in you, that we would pour out our hearts to you, that we would find you to be our fortress and nothing else. And Father, please would you help us to know that you are strong and that you love us. And so, Father, please would you help us to turn to you.